Faith makes the difference. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 13. Gospel according to St. Luke. He is the third writer of the four Gospels. Luke chapter number 15. Verse 11 actually says that there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he, the father, divided them unto them his living. If you know the scripture, that means that the son went to the father and said, I know that the way it normally works is I don't get an inheritance until you die. But I'm ready to go live my life, and I may not be here when you die. And I don't want to wait till you die to get my inheritance. I want what's coming to me now, and I'm up out of here.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all with me?
Yes.
And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, packed his stuff, and took his journey into a far country. I want to get as far away from my daddy as I can. And my mama, I don't want to hear nothing they got to say.
Yes, Lord.
He went into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous. Please, don't think that means righteous. It's riotous. He had a riot. He raised some Cain. Hello? That's what that means. He raised some hell. He tore the roof off the mother. Uh-huh. Sucker, that is. He tore the roof. In the New Living Translation says that a few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and took a trip to a distant land, and there he wasted all of his money on wild living. And when he had spent all, don't spend it all, saints. Don't spend everything you got. Please, don't get a raise. And every time you get a raise, you go buy something else. Please, put some aside for the rainy day. Or in this case, the rainless day. Do you get that? Because about time his money ran out, a great famine. Famine comes because there's a drought. Rainless days. And so there's no rain, and all of the crops and the ground dries up, and then there's a famine, there's a lack of food, swept over the land, and he began to starve. He began to be very hungry. Are you with me? The King James Version says he began to be in want. Trust me, the word is not really just want. It's he began to be in need. You've heard me say before, if you don't learn how to control your desires and your passions, and if you get everything you want now, you're going to be in need later.
Amen.
If you don't know how to learn how to save up and for some stuff and get know how to deal in delayed gratification, you ain't got to get everything you want right now. If you don't control your wants, you're going to be in need. And so this boy found himself in want and need. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. I'm in verse 16. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. Look at that verse. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him in the New Living Translation. And the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. Verse 16. The young man became so hungry that even the pods that he was feeding to the pigs looked good to him. He started going through the sewage. He started going through the dumpsters. And you see that? But no one gave him anything. Yes. When he finally came to his what? If you disrespect your mother, it's because you're out of your mind. If you disrespect your father, it's because you're out of your mind. If you disrespect the policeman, it's because you're out of your mind, because you don't know who's in authority. And you don't understand that the Bible says if you resist the policeman, you're resisting God who is over the policeman. If you disrespect your pastor, you're out of your mind because you don't understand. You don't have to like me, but I am a gift. The Bible says when Jesus left, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He gave them to the church for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, so the saints can grow up and do the work that God has called them to, called us to, until we all grow up into the statue of Christ. You can't disrespect me and not disrespect the giver. So this young man, when he finally came to his senses, everybody said, faith makes the difference. Because see, he didn't think about how much his daddy loved him. But he remembered that what his daddy had. And he didn't deserve, and he didn't feel like he deserved his father's love. So he didn't go back home out of love. As a matter of fact, it says, when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am dying of hunger. And as we keep reading, he didn't go back home and say, Dad, because you love me, let me come back. He went back in faith. He knew what kind of man his dad was. And if he had, when he went back home, when I say faith, I mean he had hope. It wasn't love that drew it. It was hope and confidence that I know nothing else. My dad is a righteous man. Yeah. And I ain't asked him to let me come back as a son. I know I don't deserve that. I know I've done wrong. I'm asking him. I have hope that he's still a righteous man. So what did he say? I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. See that? Go back. Remember that. You can't sin against your daddy and not be sinning against your father in heaven. You can't sin against your mother and not be sinning against your father in heaven. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both. And it starts where? Heaven. The first person you disrespect,
yes, Lord.
Whenever you disrespect God's authorities,
right.
It's God.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. And I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. See, I ain't coming on the basis of love. I'm coming on the basis of faith, of hope. Because I got hope. If you lost everything else, whatever you do, don't lose your hope. That's your faith. Keep your confidence that God can bring me out of this situation. This Father in this story represents our heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. And that's another thing, brothers and sisters, my precious young brothers and sisters, you know you're ready to go back home. And live with your parents again. If you ain't got your house, or if you lost your stuff, like it happens,
amen.
And you need to go back home,
amen.
You'll know you're ready to go back home because you don't go back making demands.
Amen.
You don't go back demanding your mother to give you this and your daddy to give you this and talking about this, my room. No, you ain't got no room here, son. I was just letting you borrow a room. Remember, you pay no rent. You pay nothing. You barely clean up what I let you borrow. But you don't go back home talking about making demands. You go back with a spirit of humility. Perfect woman of God. I didn't say a perfect man of God, but she's a holy man of God. He's a holy man of God. She's a holy woman of God who tries to live for the Lord. Please take me on as a hired servant. So he returned home to his father. Now see, the son had hope. The son had faith. But the father had love. So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, don't get me wrong, father had hope and love. Because you got to understand, he had some faith that he would keep going out there looking afar off. He had some faith, he had some hope that his son was going to come back home. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, that's pity and mercy, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. The father said, we ain't even got to talk about that. But the father said to his servant, quick, bring me the finest robe in the house and put it on him and get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. Because see, the father understood, my son is more important to me than all this little stuff. And I knew when he left, he wasn't in his right mind. The boy said some filthy stuff to me. I knew he wasn't in his right mind. But I'm filled with love. His mercy endureth forever. And he loves us with an everlasting love. By my and kill the calf we have been fattening up, if you will. We must celebrate with a what?
A feast.
A feast. For the Son of Man was dead. And has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So let the party begin.
Hallelujah.
That's the way of our Father. Faith makes the difference. If that son had lost hope, he wouldn't have went back home. If he would have paid too much attention to what he said, he knew he was wrong. Mm-hmm. But he had hope in his Father's character.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And you and I, brothers and sisters, must have faith in our Father's character. Yes, you know what you did wrong.
Yes, Lord.
But your Father's character says if you confess your sins, he'll be faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's what his word says. And if you have hope and faith in his word, you come back to it. But if you lose hope in your Father's character, you won't come back home. They had Dr. Billy Graham's funeral this week. He died at 99. Lived a life for the Lord. Gave his life for the Lord. Went around the world preaching the simple message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Graham did not have the best of education. He got all kinds of honorary degrees. He was the pastor to at least 12 presidents. Ministered to kings and queens and prime ministers, all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his children got up and they spoke about their daddy. His children are old people themselves now. Most of them 60 plus years old. And his wife passed a few years ago, Ruth Graham, and all of the children got up and they spoke good things about their daddy.
Amen.
I was most impressed with the one young lady, older lady, the young daughter, one of the younger daughters of the family, one of the daughters who was named after her mother. Her name was Ruth Graham. She said, I was so impressed with her testimony, Minister Turner, because she didn't talk about all of Daddy's eloquence and all of the things that he had done, and she didn't have this great story. You know, she didn't, one sister talked about how Daddy used to read the Bible to them and all of that, and then when Daddy got older and he couldn't read anymore, she used to read the Bible to Daddy. That was and Graham Lotz. She said she would read to Daddy as he got older. He'd get hard of hearing, so she would have to read it aloud or read it several times to Daddy. But Ruth, when she got up, she said, I'm most thankful for my daddy because of the hope and the faith that he instilled in me. This is what she said. She said, I was one of the grandchildren who didn't do it all right. I got married at an early age, and I got a divorce.
Yes, Lord.
And she said, most children, good children, don't want to disappoint their daddy, but you really don't want to disappoint Billy Graham. Jesus. And
Ruth said, she got a divorce, and then she had children. She was a single parent. And then she met a widower. And she fell in love real quick. She had these children. And the children said, Mom, don't you think you're going too fast? She told me, we're getting here to get married. She fell in love real quick. And they said, Mama, don't you think you're going too fast? And they said, these are my children. She said, these are my children. They're about to get grown, and they're going to go and live their life and do what they want to do. They ain't got a right to tell me who to marry. I'm going to get married. And her parents, getting on up in age, said, Ruth, don't you think you're moving a little bit too fast? She said, I'm wrong. I ain't listening to what mama say. I don't care if she is Ruth Graham. I ain't listening to what daddy say. I don't care if he is Billy Graham. I'm finna get married. And she married a man, and it was a terrible mistake. She said she was so ashamed. She was so ashamed because they tried to warn her, and she was hard-headed, and she did not listen. But she said she still had hope. And when she went back home to North Carolina, after she was all embarrassed that she had to let this man go too, he wasn't right either. She said when she got home to the same house where their daddy raised them, she said all daddy said was, welcome home. Welcome home. Saints, what the enemy wants to do to you is this devil wants to trick you and tempt you to go out and do everything on your own. Don't listen to anybody. Nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody, they don't understand. They don't know him like you do. They don't know her like you do. Honey, your parents can read his book up and down. They know him. They know his character. Daddy. Don't do it, girl. Your mama know that dude. She went with him. Your daddy know that girl. Just like your mom. Leave that girl alone. She'll break your heart. The saints, the devil wants to tempt you, get you out there by yourself.
Oh, yes.
He's the one tempted you and got you out there by yourself, and now he's going to constantly lie and whisper in your ear, you can't go back home.
Oh, yes.
You ain't no more good. No, they don't want you back home. They done, you done, you've blown it this time. Mm-hmm. Don't pay attention to him.
Amen.
Don't lose your hope. Don't let go of your faith. Are you hearing me? Because let me tell you what will happen if you let go of your faith. Let me tell you what will happen if you listen to this enemy and you decide to give up and you let go of your hope. Psalms 27, verse 13, in the King James Version of the Bible, listen to what it says. I have fainted unless I have believed to see
the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Faith makes the difference. Faith makes it. People say, Pastor, how do you keep going? How do you keep doing it? Faith makes the difference. I would have fainted if I had not believed. And see, faint there means pass out. I would pass out and let go if I had not believed and had hope that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living before I die. You started this thing with faith, and you got to finish it with faith. And I don't care what goes on in your life, don't let go. Faith makes the difference. Many of us don't feel like getting up out of the bed. How do you put one step, one foot in front of the other when you feel weak in your legs and you feel like you don't have enough strength? You do it by faith. I would have fainted. I would have passed out and let go if I had not believed. If I had not held on to my hope that before I die, the sun is going to shine again. If I had not believed that it's winter right now and it's fall right now and I look like I'm on the decline, I would have given up. I would have fainted if I had not believed that spring is on its way. So I think I will plant a seed of faith. I think I will sing a song. Even in the midst of my tears, I think I'll sing a song in faith. I think I'll give an offering in faith, believing that I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. Where? In the land of the living. Faith makes the difference.
Thank you, Lord.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that man ought to always what?
Pray.
And not what?
Pray.
Saints, if you don't pray, you're going to faint. But Pastor, your message ain't prayer makes the difference. Your message is faith makes the difference. Well, it's still the same, because if you don't have any faith, you ain't going to pray. Because one of his divine attributes is that he's invisible. He's not only immutable, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He's an invisible God. You can't see him, so it takes faith to pray. But if you you die blind, you die saying, I believe God, I can't. ain't let go. Somebody say hope. See, faith makes the difference. Yeah. Faith makes the difference. And Jesus said, man ought to always pray. So if you're going to pray, you're going to have some faith. If you're going to have some faith, you're going to have some hope. See, if you believe that he'll answer, you'll pray. And if you believe that he'll, if you got some hope and some faith and some confidence, you'll pray. And if you pray, you will obey. I told you I still got some promises that he promised me, and I'm still waiting. And what is the word of the Lord? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall what? I said, Lord, what you mean? Wait. He said, keep hoping in me. Keep hoping in the Lord, and it'll strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Take that. Wait on the Lord. Take that. Hope in the Lord. Shout. Renew. See, I started getting weak and I began to faint. And he said, what you want me to do? Begin to hope in me.
Beset us. How we gonna do it? Looking, having hope,
in Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Last scripture, Sister Kayla, go to Hebrews chapter number 12. Go to Hebrews chapter number 12. I want the saints to read it with me. You got to read it with me. We're going to Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 1 through 3. And I am finished. In the name of the Lord. I want y'all to get it up here in the King James Version, and we're going to read it together. Amen? Are y'all ready? Amen. Let's read it together. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Come on. And the sin which so easily ensnares us. How are we going to do it? And let us run with endurance the race that is what? Set before us. How are we going to do it? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Somebody say, faith makes the difference. Faith makes the difference. Who for the joy? Jesus. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Read. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself. Why should you consider him? Lest you become weary. The King James Version says, and faint in your soul. But you're not going to faint, because you're going to hold on to your faith. Because you understand that what makes the difference? Faith makes the difference. And if I'm going to please God, somebody say, I just want to please God. I want to do God's will. Without, it's impossible to please God. Let the church of God say amen. Amen. If your faith has been built up, say amen. Amen. Come on, if you think you can hold on another day, say amen. If you believe that tomorrow is going to get better, that the better is yet to come in your life, God is not through blessing you. God is not through using you. God is not through blessing you and coming through for you. But we are people of faith. And this is the victory. The way we overcome, it is our faith. So keep fighting the good fight of faith. Finish your course. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep the faith. Amen. The people God said in Jesus' name.